In this bulletin, tens of thousands flee their homes in northern Syria as Turkish offensive escalates. The federal court rules an investigation into the Australian Workers Union that sparked a police raid invalid. And Socceroos coach says he's pleased with the overall performance of the team after a 5-0 win against Nepal. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing their homes in northern Syria as Turkish forces escalate their cross-border offensive on Kurdish rebel-held areas. At least 24 people have been killed, including 16 Kurdish fighters and 8 civilians, while dozens more have been injured. The International Rescue Committee says 64,000 people in Syria have fled since the campaign began. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for a de-escalation of the conflict in Syria.
Military operations must always respect the United Nations Charter and international humanitarian law. And I am particularly worried with the humanitarian concerns that exist now in relation to not only possible casualties, but meaningful displacement that is taking place.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has touched down in Fiji to meet with local leader Frank Bainimarama, aiming to ease tensions over climate action. Mr. Morrison is working to smooth tensions with Mr. Bainimarama, who remains a vocal champion for greater climate action despite Australia's insistence it's doing enough. The leaders had a quick one-on-one meeting where they signed off on a plan to make it easier to import kava. The bitter drink, which has mild sedative and euphoric properties, is culturally significant in Pacific communities, but has had import restrictions in Australia for many years. The federal court has ruled the government union regulator didn't have reasonable grounds to launch an investigation into the Australian Workers Union that sparked a police raid on its offices. The federal court found the Registered Organisations Commission's investigation into donations made to Labor and activist group GetUp for the 2007 election campaign of former Labor leader Bill Shorten was invalid. The investigation led to an Australian federal police raid on the AWU's offices in Melbourne and Sydney in October 2017, seizing documents related to donations made to GetUp when Mr. Shorten was union head. AWU National Secretary Daniel Walton has welcomed the court's ruling, saying it has been a resource-draining process for the union.
For over 2 years, we've been battling to get an outcome in court, and today the judge has ruled these investigations invalid. It's a positive news for all of our members, and we can get back to focusing on protecting their wages and conditions going forward.
The raid occurred after Senator Michaela Cash referred allegations of misconduct to the commission. New documents reveal a trail of bureaucratic bungles led to Thailand arrest of refugee footballer Hakim Al-Arabi on an Interpol red notice issued by his home country of Bahrain. The documents obtained by the ABC show an email from the Department of Home Affairs telling Interpol's Canberra office to cancel the red notice. Notice issued against Mr. Al-Arabi over alleged vandalism offences went unread for 5 days. The then 25-year-old was imprisoned for months in Thailand because border officials failed to inform other Australian authorities that Mr. Al-Arabi was under protection. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says there was a human error in the case.
Obviously, the Fusion Centre, the ABF, the Australian Federal Police work on thousands of cases each year, but in this one case, they made a human error. They're looking at their systems and we want to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Football Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says there is room for improvement, but overall he's pleased with the team's 5-0 win against Nepal. Australia had all the possession and territory, creating countless chances, but struggled to finish in Canberra against the team ranked 161 in the world. Arnold admitted his side should have scored more goals. The team now travels to Taiwan for its encounter with Chinese Taipei on Tuesday. Arnold says he's likely to make significant changes to the starting side to build more depth in his squad.
I feel really comfortable in this job now more than ever because of the depth that we've created. And, it's, as I said, I can make, and I probably will make, seven or eight changes for the Taipei game.
Let's have a look at Saturday's weather now. A possible early shower in Perth, 22, sunny in Adelaide and 24, partly cloudy in Melbourne, 19, much the same for Hobart, 15 degrees. Similar conditions for Canberra, 16, 16 degrees also for Wollongong with showers, much the same for Sydney, 17, showers also for Newcastle and 16, patchy rain showers as well in Brisbane, 21, partly cloudy in Cairns, 31 and 34 degrees, mostly sunny in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.